Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. This morning's two readings speak to us of the power of transformation and the power of the cross in our lives of discipleship. I'm looking at Jeremiah 18 verses 1 to 11 and Luke 14 verses 25 to 33, two very familiar readings, one with the potter and the clay and one with a story of discipleship grounded in the cross. A discipleship which demands much of us, maybe even the turning away from our nearest and dearest. Our reading from Jeremiah has the prophet instructed by God to go to the house of a local potter. Jeremiah obeys and sees the process of transformation as a lump of poorly worked clay is broken down and reformed until, as the story goes, it seemed good to him. As with many of our scripture stories, the author uses everyday images to speak to a deep truth, and this truth can be explored at a number of levels. Clearly, we can understand the metaphor of as God reshaping each of us as individuals to the form that God finds acceptable. Or we can read it as an image for our church families also being recreated in God's design. Or, more deeply still, we can consider this as a metaphor for God's own plans and actions. The reshaping of the clay is not so much about the malleability of the clay, but the malleability of God's will. The evil that God intended is reshaped to a blessing, and God reminds Judah and us that blessing is not an entitlement, but certainly is always a gift. But wait, God intended to do evil? How is that possible? We need to remember that the scripture stories were written at a time when belief in God could only envision God as a powerful male figure, something of a superhuman who had intentions and plans and emotions. God was always understood as a sentient being whose actions were carried out on earth on God's whims. But the year is 2019, and now we are welcome to envision God in broader terms. If we understand God as the power and energy of transforming love, we might ask ourselves, how is it that love can do evil and also be a blessing? Phrased this way, we can easily think of examples of love that has turned unhealthy or bitter or evil. What about love that allows others to take advantage of it, that denies a person the self-respect to stand up to bullying? What about love of addictive substances and behaviors and relationships? What about love that is locked into itself and refuses to reach out and acknowledge the worth of other humans or even of our planet? I would classify those kind of loves as evil. And yet, evil love can change its ways. People can grow, people can learn, people can transform into the vessels of love that embrace, include, respect, and give. We see this when lives turn around, when addictions are battled and won, when arms and communities and churches open wide to those who have been turned away, when relationships move from unhealthy to life-giving dynamics. We see this when we ourselves, our churches, choose the cross. And this brings us to our gospel reading for the day. Jesus telling his followers in no uncertain terms that if they want to follow him, they will have to be willing to be transformed. No longer Jesus meek and mild, he tells them flat out that being faithful to him might mean turning away from those who have always been closest to them. Their whole being must be willing to change, or don't even bother starting the journey. No wonder so many see discipleship and the cross as having a cost. As one of my commentary writers put it, when interests come into conflict, discipleship takes precedence over security. That can be a scary and expensive prospect. It's important to remember that this story took place before the crucifixion. Although we know now what the further implications of the cross can be, we can't read them into this story. This choosing the cross has to be more than a means to salvation, something in our future. It has to be more than a symbol of atonement, a theological concept that is shoddy at best. So what if we understand carry the cross as a choice of love rather than a cost? What if Jesus is telling us that choosing the cross means making a deliberate decision to move the ministry of Christ forward by seeing the people that the world ignores? What if choosing the cross means standing with and actively supporting those in the margins, even if others put you down for doing it. Choosing to carry the burdens and realities of the lives of others means making a commitment. Choosing the cross means choosing life. And so we need to ask ourselves as individuals, as communities of faith, how can the fullness of a life of discipleship be seen in our lives? Are we working to turn evil forms of so-called love into the radical acceptance and hospitality of Christ? There are so many ways we can transform our lives and lives around us with the cross as our focus and Jesus as our guide. Thanks be to God. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King, St. Paul's Warkworth. Come in and have your answers questioned.